We are in Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, in the middle of the Yomit. Umeidim Oisoi Avoin Leket Shikha Upeya Umaisa Oni. You inform him of these in Yonim. My time, Omar Abchia Baraba, Omar Abi Yechanin, Ben Noyach Nerag Alpochis Mishove Prute, Vuloi Niten Lehishovin. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "Umeidin oisai avoin leket shikropeya shlo yaimru aniim halolu haloiktim paas sode gazlonim heim. Tate gazlonim vaimid aleihem vahirgam bidineyem. So he'll kill them. Shibnei Noyach huzaru ala gezel b'sanhedrim, bazarosn zui misosom, loibo yasro, lafichach ben noigner apoch shavapruta, david kechovim kopit al dove mut, legabi Yisroel havi mechila. So the first pshat, v'nitin l'shov, neine b'chazor, elo nerek, gabi Yisroel ksiv, eishe b'sagzela shagozol, So the first pshat in Rashi is that we're afraid that if we'll see aniyim are malaket b'seich sadeh, the gazlonim, and he has his past memories when he was a goy. So he knew that's very chomo, and a gazlum is nera gapoches mishava pute. Boi medalei vohergam bedineyem. Would seem from Rashi, like the Rambam, that the Rambam brings down, the Rambam brings down, why were the Anshei Shechem, why were they chayev mise? So the Ramban Alotere brings down from the Rambam because Goyim Amachuyev Bedinim, and since they saw that Shechem stole Dine, so he was Chayiv Mise, so it was Mutal on each of the Anshei Shechem to kill him. So the Rambam says, so that's also Azore. And since each one did not kill him, so each one was Chayiv Mise. About Kaponim, we see from the Rambam, and we see from Rashi also, that Azorosim Zuim Misosim, so it's Mutal, every person that sees them should kill him. So Mamela and Oni will come into his field, and he sees him stealing. So Mamela will kill him. Smell, we have to tell him about this. Lishnachine, meidin oise ovin leket shikrapeye, hoyil vehein makpidim al hamomi, kolkach, kida oma dinera galpochas mishove pute, meidin oise ovin leket shikre, sheme yachzabay milizgaya. So the second shot is that before we mekabel him as a ger, we have to tell him how much is involved. That by goyim afila poches meshava prute they're makpid leinitna lemechila by them. So if he'll hear all of a sudden there's leket shikre peya maiseroni, so that might be a tremendous deterrent. So therefore we tell him before. The loshen ze iker, the imishum taime kame, my loshen ovein leket shikra peye. But wait, Tom, the ovein of leket shikra peye, do you, she lak to anim besodeo? Just tell him, you know, don't get, your blood pressure shouldn't rise when you see someone going into your field. The happy aloch, they're permitted to do it. The ovein vaisto is telling him about his chiyim. That you have to know what you're getting involved in. Let us see the Gemara further. Bein marbin olov, bein medagdikim olov. Oma Rabbi Loza, my kodok si batera ki misametze si laleches, ito batechta le dabeila. When she saw that she was really serious about the geiris, so Nomi stopped speaking about it. Omrolo, so she had started deterring her before, also long Tchum Shabbos. Not allowed to be Heile Chutz L'Tchum. So she said, Basher Teilchi Eilech. Also long Yichud, Basher Talini Olin. Mavkedinon Sheish Meyesh V'Yudgimu Mitzviz. Amech Ami. Also long Avedis Kechovim. Beleikayech Eleikoi. Alba Miseis Nimseru Lebezden. Asher Tomusi Omus, Beis Kvorim Nimsur Lebezden, Vishom Mekover. Miyad Vateire Kimis Ametze Silo Leches. Say so the Ein Aliyo is Moira. If she told her this Tayag Mitzvahs, she was maskim. So what's Osolon Avidus Kechovim? So Lechere and Tayag Mitzvahs, there's already Avedis Kechovim also. So Avedis Zohar also. I think he says, I'm not sure, but perhaps we'd be mamtik a little, the Eichas Chaim Laharosh, when he speaks about the Mitzvah of Stokke, he said, Pazem Amaynecha, And one should give away tzedakah, and Dachsim, he says, a lotion of a person holds himself back, that tchilas aveidah zoreh. There's another inyan of aveidah zoreh. A person, I think there's a gemara in Baba Basra, also that a person who doesn't give tzedakah, he's like an oived aveidah zoreh. This is a different chayme, he relies on his money, and so that's also an aveidah zoreh. So this is a double noisif on the Tayag Mitzvahs, the Chayma, or the Inyan of Amun and Ashkoche. That is the, that Osolon Avedis Kechov is not speaking about the Poshet Avedis Zorim. Let us see Rashi. Osolon Yichud Lishachid Im Eishes Ish. The Mephoshim say, the Yichud is also in all Arayis. Why the Yachid the Mesir's Ish? Because since she was a Geyeris, so the other Kulvis would not negate her. She didn't have any Krovim. So the only Yichud could be maybe Nida or Eishes Ish. So that's what Rashi chapter on Eishes Ish. Beis Kvorim. Echad niskom nischofim sheoshiu ba'averus chamuris vechad narogim nachnokim sheim isosam chamure ve'einam rishoyim kol kach. Zogt gemara weiter. Kibel molen oisei miyad ma'itayme shei mitzveh loy ma'sheino. He's maskim, so we're not ma'she the mitzveh. Nishtayru ba'itzitzin ha'ma'akvin ha'mile. Kedisnan, Elohein Tzitzin Hama'akvin Amile, Boso Hachoyfe Es Roiv Ha'ator. Ve'ni Oichel Betrume. Rabbi Yumi Barab Omarav, Boso Hachoyfe Roiv Goiv Ha'shel Ator. Let us see Rashi. Ator Shuro Givoyo Shesoviv Hagid. This is the shure that is mesaviv the gid, umimeno hoylech umishapeya mailo ulamato. And from this shure, it goes mailo ulamato. It goes on both. It's the shure is mishapeya towards the seif agid, and then towards the gid also. Roiv goiva shall oise shure. Veloitema roiv hakeifa. Dachs ma oder sei pshat, droib goiva is a meiredike choyma. That means in this shure, that means from when the atore starts, so the shure of the atore, that has to be nisgale. And if there, roiv goiva means, if in one place of the goiva of this shure, there's a mashu of ole, that's thin as a saira, and is roiv goiva of the shure in that mokaim, that means it's 51% of the goiva of the shure, so that passes the whole mila. Vloiteima roiv hekeifa, that you need roiv of the hekef. No, the roiv goiva in one mokim passes the mila. Ben eicho betrumin kainu de kain orul also betrumik dom lakama peke orul. Sagt die Gemara weiter, Nisrapei, Matvilen, Oisei, Miyad, Nisrapei, Inlen, Loi, Nisrapei, Loi, Maitaime, Mishim, De Maie, Marzu, Maken. So what does Rashi say? Marzu, Maken, Machbidin, Escheuli, Hamake, Kamei, Mitro, Rajie, Le, Iloni, Miseches, Tainis. Ushnei, Tamid, Achomim, Oimdim, Algabov, What if he was chayzer from the geiris? And later, after the chazari was mekadish abas Yisrael, Yisrael mume kerimim bei. So he has a din of a Yisrael Mume. After the Geiris, the Chazore will not accomplish anything. L'maise, he has a din of a Yisrael Mume. The Kiddush of Kiddushin. And the Kiddushin are a Kiddushin. But as Rashi say, Dihoda bei lekad musoi. If he is Chazor, he wants to be again a Goy. V'achakach, and after the Hoda bei Kiddush bas Yisrael, Mekudeshes, Utsrich Eget, Yisrael Mumma, Kiddush of Kiddushin, the Yisrael Hu. Now, we had, in the Baraisa, we had a lotion as follows. We had, Ushnei Tamid HaChacham Aimdim, Lomi Bechutz, Mdinais, Mitzvahs, Mitzvahs Kalis, Mitzvahs, Mitzvahs Chamurais. Echod Geir, ve'echod Eved Meshucha. So the Gemara Bahavamina learned that Echod Geir, ve'echod Eved Meshucha means that just like a Geir needs a Kabbalah, cannot be done by Kolchei, so an Eved Meshucha also needs a Kabbalah. Kosalke, ve'echod Geir, ve'echod Eved Meshucha, Kosalke Daitoch, Lekabel olav el mitzvahs. That is the hekish to an eved meshucha to a ger. Just like a ger needs kabbalas mitzvahs. So by the tvile achroine of an eved meshucha, which that's the gemar hageres, you also need a kabbalah. You also need a kabbalas mitzvahs. What does Rashi say? Kosalke daitach b'hai da akish shichu shel eved legeiris oivet kechovim lekabel koma. The hekish is on Kabbalah. Shebishas tvilash shichu ho eved tzorech lo heidiya imiktsas mitzvis and he should be mekabel them. That was the havamin of the Gemara. He says, as we mentioned yesterday from Rab Chaim, that the Tvile is to be Moisev the Mitzvahs, that becomes Nitoisev and the Mitzvahs, and this you need a Kabbalah. So the Gemara says, V'remino aleshu akashe, we learned, Nabaraisa b'med v'ramamurim b'ger, Davke b'yager you need Kabbalah. אבל בעבד משוחרר אין צורך לקבל. עבד משוחרר לא ניתן קבל. זאת סתירת את הסברייס. אומר רב שישס לא קשי. הור רב שמעון בן אלעזר, הור רבון. זה מחלוקת תנאים. יבואו הברייס דבי אין עבד משוחרר, דגמר השחרור is also בעל כורחי. And in other Reise, it seems that the Gemara Shikha, you need a Das Ebed. So it's a machloik, it's Tanoi. Or Rab Shimon ben Alozo, or Rabon. The Sanya we learned in the Bereise, Uvochso esovio vesimo yerech yomim, vachakein tovi yaleo v'alta voisu lachlisha. So there's a Seder that one has to wait by a Yefas Toyar, 30 days, and then she becomes mutter. So the Baraisa says, "Bamedvar mamurim shalei kibloleo." If she wasn't mekabel geiris, so memele, this whole inyan is something that's forced upon her. So then there's a seida of waiting 30 days, and she's misnaveles beinov. Then we need the seida avol kibloleo. But what if she's mekabel geiris? She's masking to become a geiris. Matvila muta ba miyat, and she's muta right away. So the Tanya Kame, who is telling us that it is not necessary to wait 30 days, so the only time it is not necessary, if there was a Kabbalah's Geiris. Rab Shimon ben Elozer Eimer, Af al pi shaloi kibla leho, even though she wasn't Mekabel Geiris, have another Eitzah, that you could avoid to having to wait 30 days. You know what you do? Koyfer matvila l'shem shifres. You toivel her right away l'shem shifres. V'choyzer u'matvila l'shem shichel. And then, after the first tvila, you make a second tvila. L'shem shichel. U'mishacharon, y'mishacharon. That means even though she's not masking to be mekabel geiris, so there's an answer what to do. You make her a shivcha, then you be meshacha, and by a shivcha, there's no din das, there's no din rotzen. Everything can be done by koch. Umuta bo miyat. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Avol Eved ein tzorich lekabel b'shashicho. And Eved does not have to be mekabel b'shashicho. The mishor she toivel l'shem avdus shayich b'mitzvus. The minute he's toivel l'shem avdus shayich b'mitzvus, so the chiv mitzvus already was chalanim. The chiv l'man yonuach avducho v'amoscho. Void the gamrin lo lo miyishe. So chiv mitzvus is chal. So automatically, with the tefillah, to become a ben Yisrael, without, you don't need a new Kabbalah. Chiyuv mitzvah somebody was chal. The Rabbanon said, "Bemed v'mum shlakiblo leil izgaya. Koife umatvilo l'shem shifres. Techol tvilo is avodim al kolchoni." ומשחרו ומטבילו לשם שיחו בל כוחך. Now, before we get into this sugya, there is a machlokes harishonim how to learn pshat in the sugya. And for practical purposes, let us divide, just say, shitas Rashi, how the Rosh and the Ramban learn pshat in Rashi. We have here a machlokes. How can one make that a Yefas Toyer should become a Bas Choyrim without having to wait for 30 days? So the Tanna Kama said, you can't do it. If she does, if there's Rotzen of Geiris, then you can do it. There's no Rotzen. You're stuck. You have to wait 30 days. And Rab Shimon ben Elozer said, it is not necessary. You can be Tevel all the shame Shifchis, and then we tell again l'shem shicho u'mishachro. So u'mishachro matfil l'shem shicho bal kochach. Now, So here we see that Rav Shimon Elazar holds that the Tefillah Shniyeh doesn't need a Kabbalah. Now, and the Gemara said, we had Arba Raisa, we are Makish, Eved Meshuchel Tegeir, that what? That the Tefillah Shniyeh does need a Kabbalah. That's the Kasal Kedaitach. So that is the Chachamim. So the Machloikis, the Chachamim, and Rav Shimon ben Elazar is, does the Tvila Shniya need a Kabbalah, or can be done Bal Kochach? What about the Tvila Rishayne? So when the Rehitis Loshen of Rashi, it would seem that that's no Machloikis. But everyone holds that he can make Bal Kochach. Because the Loshen of Rashi, Koyfe umatvilo l'shem shivchis, the whole tvilo is avodim al kochani. I mean, that's, Rav Shimon ben Elazar says you do two things. You koyfe matvilo l'shem shivchis, and then you matvilo l'shem shicha. So in the second tvilo, Rashi says, matvilo l'shem shicha bal kochani. That is Rav Shimon ben Elazar. That's the shtick of Rav Shimon ben Elazar. The first tvilo, that's Rav Shimon ben Elazar. The whole tvila is avodim al kochach. The tvila that makes an evidence sikh al kochach. So lechayre shitas Rashi is, we have here, and then the whole Gemara flows, al kaponim on this omid, that faker, the tvila rishayin is sikh al kochach. The tvila shniye, so here it says, we're makish echad gev echad evid mishuchel, so we're speaking about the tvila shniye. So the Tan of Abba Raisa holds the Tvila Shniyeh has to be Midaito. You need Das, and the Gmar Geiris, you need Das. And Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds, you don't need Das by Shichel. That's Lecheire de Machloikis. Umutabo Miyad, Almerashi says, L'Rav Shimon, Eved Ein Tzorich Lekabel, Bishas Tvila Shichel. That is not necessary to have a Kabbalah b'shas Tvila Shichel, ula Rabbonon de loy habi tekam tebochi, the Rabbonon said, you need a rotzen, sovri tzorich lekabo. So b'shas Tvila Shichel, the Rabbonon hold that you do need to be mekabo. But l'chayre, that's the whole machloikis. Omar Rove, my time de Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. So where did Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar see that you could make Bal Kocha? The Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Kol Eved Ish Miknas Kesef Umalta Oisoi V'oz Yoichol Boi. Now the Pasuk, and you saw this speaking about Hilchos Pesach, a Korban Pesach, the Pasuk is saying, Kol Eved Ish Miknas Kesef, that he's an Eved, we're talking about an Eved Knani, who malto oisoi, so you have to be malhim, but oz yoichel boy, and then he's permitted to eat, Rashi and Chumash brings down to Pshatim, it's going on the Odin, it's going on the Eved, al kaponim, that's the Pasuk. Now, we have here a problem. The word ish is miyuto. Should have said, call Eved Miknas Kesef or Malta Isoi Oz Yechobo. What's the Eved Ish? So the Gemara says, Eved Ish Vuloi Eved Isha. Ela Eved Ish Atamol Bal Kolchoi. So the Ish is coming with the Yuki. Eved Ish Atamol Bal Kolchoi Vyatamol Ben Ish Bal Kolchoi. So before we go further, let us see Rashi. Eved ish, v'loi eved isha. But me, v'isha shekonsa avodim, v'loi molu, mi loi havi kishar avodim. It's not like shar avodim. It's also, so the ish is not memayit isha. Elo al kochach, hai ish, a oiveid keichovim shemochoi koi. Eved ish means an eved who was purchased from an ish. That means the yid acquired him from an ish. So the eved ish, ulamiyute, ben ish. And the Ish is coming to tell us that if you acquire an Eved from an Ish, we'll say that Umalta Yisei Bar Kocha. If there's a ben of a goy, you cannot be Megayer a ben of a goy Bar Kocha. An Eved that is purchased from a goy, you can be Malin Bar Kocha. An Eved of a ben of a goy, you can't be Mal Bar Kocha. Is going on the guy that sold him to the Yid. And it's coming, Evedish, Vilay Benish. Vachi come. Eved she lokachta min ha'oived kechovim. An Eved that was purchased from a guy, that's called Eved Ish. Atomo bal kolchoi shal Eved. You can be mal bal kolchoi shal Eved. Viata mol ben oivet kechovim bal medelav evet bal kolchoim. But you're not permitted to be mal the son of an oivet kechovim. Son of an oivet kechovim, which is not an evet. You want to be megayirim bal kolchoim. There's no such thing. Now, how do we see this? Where did we see this bal kolchoi in the pasuk? Who's talking about bal kolchoi? So Rashi says like this: Be the custom rachmona ish kroy yisayre. The word ish is extra, so it does not mean to be mamayit. It's not that doesn't mean to be mayit eved isha. But the ish is coming to tell us something. Kroy yisayre lemiyute ben ish. Ben ish. Is an Eved Ish and a Ben Ish. So what's the difference between, so what is Pshat of the, your Mal and Eved Ish and you're not Mal a Ben Ish? Shema mino Omalta Oisai Bal Kochema. So it would seem Omalta Oisai means Bal Kocha. Di mi daita hechem maid le Ben Ish. If a Goy wants to be Megair himself, the son of a Goy, haim maid Ben Ish. So memeilus al kolchoch, if we are differentiating between an eved shal ish and a ben shal ish, al kolchoch, that means the mal toisoy is bal kolchoy, and the mila bal kolchoy applies only by an eved ish and not by a ben ish. Me like sivish, if it wouldn't say ish at all, have a minai eved, lovely miute benos, it's not coming to the UK. The goofy itself hashmini the milas avodim atva bepesach. So, but now it says a miyutadika word ish. So it's coming al kochach to tell us that there's a difference between an eved ish and a ben ish. Yeah, that's one pshat in Rashi. Agavuche, I think the Chazal Darshan, Odom Kiyomos Ba'oyel, Atam Kriyim Odom, Ve'ein Akum Kriyim Odom. Is that called an Odom? So they once went on Odom Godel, some goyim went on Odom Godel, so we're not Odom, so what are we? Monkeys, what are we? Behemoths? So he told them, no, you're called an Ish. But you're not called an Odom. The scene explained it that the difference between an Ish and an Odom is that there's no Loshen Rabim of an Odom. And by Ish there is a Loshen Rabim, Ish Anoshim. That is the difference. You're called an Ish and then a lot of you are called Anoshim. Klai Yisrael is called Odom. Atam Kriyim Odom. There's no Rabim of Klai Yisrael. Like this is only, you only one sub. But you did, there's Ish and Anoshim. Al Kaponim, here we see that, an Ish is, a Goy is called an Ish. A Goy is called an Ish. So we medaik, Evet Shalish, Vilay Ben Shalish. That's one pshat in Rashi. Loshen Ache, Rashi says a second pshat. V'ikel. Eved Ish, not the first pshat, Eved Shel Ish. Hachikama, Eved Shehu Ish. The Ish is speaking about the Eved. Af al pi Shehu Godel Ubendas, an Ish is called a Godel. A Kotn is not called an Ish. So an Eved, even though he's an Ish, Umalto Yisei Bal Kocha, he could be Malim. That means even though he's a Bardas, and he could be, he could protest the Mila, and whatever the Mila means, Umalto Yisei Bal Kocha, if he's an Ish. Abriyata Mol Ben Shehu Ish. Geir habole hiskaya. That if a goy wants to be megaya with his children, ein loy kayach lomel bnoi godel bal kochay. He's not bekoyach to be mal his older son, as his son that's a godel. The gabi bonim ksiv, because by the children of a goy it says, him loy kol zochel. He should be mal all the schorim. Like siv bohu ish. It doesn't say that you could be mal all the anoshim, just the schorim. Gabi evik siv ish lemutei ben. So the second pshat in Rashi is that we have two psukim, which are in Yesod speaking about Hilchas Korban Pesach. But from these two psukim we have limudim legabi other nyonim. We're saying that if a person has an Eved, even though this Eved is an Ish, he's a Godel, it doesn't matter if he's not maskim to the Mila, and to the Geiris that the Mila brings with it. Even though he's an Ish, even though he's a Godel, even though he's a mind of his own, umautoisei. Masha einkein, a guy that has a son, that's an Ish, then loy ben ish. If he has a ben that's an ish, he can't be a malto isoy. And that's why it's meduyik, when the pasuk speaks about ger, it says, kol zocho, he may like kol zocho, it doesn't say kol ish bebeisoy. Because the ish is taked not able to be mal bal kocha, because by geris, there's no union of mila bal kocha. And by Avdus is Inyan Amila Bal Koch. Let us go a little further. We'll come back to this Gemara soon. The Rabbono. Now, so we have here an Ofene Droshe. Eved Ish, Veloy Ben Ish. Abel Kaponim, it says, an Eved Ish, one can be Mal Bal Kochai. And they said, you need Das. So the Rabbonon, Amo Ule, so the Ule said like this, Kshem Shima, Yatamol, Ben Ish, Bal Kochai, Kach Yatamol, Eved Ish, Bal Kochai. Velo Haksiv, Kol Eved Ish. Aye, it says Eved Ish. So what do we do with the Ish? The Chayyar is coming to tell us, even though the Eved is an Ish, and he has a mind of his own, you could also be Mal Bal Kochai. Omi Boi Lelich Dishmu. Do Moshmul Hamavke Avda Yotzel Acheres Mein Tzorich Get Shicho. That if a person is Mavke the Eved, so the Avdus automatically, the Avdus in the Kenyan Issa, everything falls off automatically. Shenema Kol Eved Ish Miknas Kesef. Eved Ish Vli Eved Isha, Ela Eved Shesle Yishus L'Rabbi Olov, Kori Eved. B'she'ein Rishus L'Rabbi Olov, Ein Kori Eved. So the Rabbonim do not make this drosha. The pasuk isn't speaking about the din bal kochai to tell her, even though the eved is anish and it's bal kochai. The pasuk is telling us zaitika haloche that a person has a shame eved only reshus rabbi olav. Now there's a shrekleche problem in this gemara. When we started the sugya, we mentioned Shitas Rashi is that the whole machlekes between Rab Shimon ben Elozo and the Rabbonon is on the second tefillah. the second tvile needs dasa eved or not. The first tvile, the mile zich is dan bal kochai. That was Asher said, the whole tvile is avodim bal kochani. The first tvile zich bal kochani. The shaila is, the tvile of shicho, does that have to, that could, can that be bal kochai or can that not be bal kochai? That is the shaila. But the first mila tefila zicha bal kochai. Now we come to the Gemara Daf Mem Chesam Adal. For here, see a different Gemara. The whole, everyone is dribbling. Can you be mal and eved bal kochai? So the mila is speaking about that, the mila that makes him an eved. And Shimon the Loza found a posik evedisha tamol bal kochai. And the Rabbana said, no, the Avedish is speaking about all the shmuels then. So it's a shrek. How does this Gemara stem with Rashi? So there's a Tosfos HaRosh. The Kani Reim brings down the Tosfos HaRosh. Agavuche, there's other Rishonim that are chelek on Rashi. And they learned the machloikis of Rav Shimon ben Elozor and the Chachamim Zafilu by the first Mila, if can it be Bal Kochai. If you need a Kabbalah by the first Mila, and I think we paskin like that. But let's just learn Rashi. Rashi seems to say not like that. So what is Pshat the Gemara? So the Tosfos HaRosh says that that's poshet that mila bal kochai by an eved zich helps. I mean, that's no shail about it to you. So al kochai chimeini inyan le mila bal kochai, so it means the second tefillah. It's meiridik how Chazal dash in the posik. He said, that's what Rav Shimon Elozor held. Rav Shimon ben Elozor, not everyone is meiridik. To tell me that you can make mila bal kochai, I don't need a posik for that. Somehow they knew it without a posik. That the mila and tvila l'shem avdus, hitzicha can be done bal kochai. So memela, so if the posik is coming to tell us that by an eved you can make mila bal kochai, imeina inya la mila bal kochai, you knew it in the first tvila bal kochai, is tnei winyan for the second tvila. So the posik is theoretically speaking about the second tvila. So that's Rav Shimon Elozor, and the Chachamim held you can't say that because they hold the second tefillah does need das. So memeila, so the pasuk is telling us something else. Not bar kochai tells Shmuel that a mafka avda yotzel lacheres bein tzorich get shicha. Maskiv lo rapope. So now Rapope, so now we hear there a teretz from Rav Sheshes, we hear a steer into Baraises, one Baraisa holds that you need a Kabbalah by the second tefillah, Shimon Elozor holds, the another Baraisa says you don't need a Kabbalah by an Eved Meshulcha. So Rav Sheshes said, this is a machlokes, Rav Shimon Elozor and the Chachamim. Maskiv lo Rav Pope, Eimer de Shamet Lula Rabona. Now, you found a Bachloikes Rav Shimon Elozor and the Rabona by Estes Rav Shimon ben Elozor, etc. Gvaldika Eitze, you can save time, you don't have to wait a Yerach Yomim, can be Koifa ho Matpilu L'Shem Shivcha, Svchoiz Matpilu L'Shem Shichu. And since the Chachamim are Chaylik, so Al-Kochach, they hold, you can't be Matbel L'Shem Shichu, Bal-Kochach. That was your home occur. So Rav Pope asks, Akasha, Eimer de Shametu L'Rabonon, B'Yifastoya de Loishayicha B'Mitzvahs. Aval Eved de Shayich B'Mitzvahs, Ochinami da Filo Rabonon, Moide. Then the Rabbanon will also be moide that you can make the second tefillah bal kochai. Now what does this mean? So let us see Rashi. The Rabbanon, kishem she'ein atomol ben ish bal kochai doleksiv behu ish. So ish means midaito yabardas kachi atomol an eved bal kochai. This is not a, not a limud. V'lei hakeish. Alochi kamalek. Eicha de moidislam beben, hu adin levid nami, de megayrin ben das elam mirtzoin. If he's a ben das, you need his rotsa. So now a papa is the kasha, eimid the koshamet la rabbonon, the pligia the rab shimin, to lay havi takante, that they hold is not takone, be a fast toyer. The loy shaykhe be mitzvahs, abel ebed shesha etz loy kama yomim, the niig all of mitzvahs hanoi hageis be ebed, mishamet lohu de tzorich le kabel. So what is pshat in our Gemara? The Ramban says as follows. Eved shesho etzloi kama yomim, says, the bachloikis Rav Shimon al-Lozo and the Chachamim were speaking about if you can make the same day. Rav Shimon al-Lozo said you can make everything Monday. You tevel ha l'shem shivches, and then you tevel l'shem shichel, and then she's mutter. And the Chachamim say you can't do this in one day. So the Gemara said that just like you can't do this in one day, why not? Because the second tefillah has to be midas. So the Gemara says no. You know when the second tefillah has to be midas? By yefas toya. But by an eved, the second tefillah doesn't have to be midas. Why? Because shaycha be mitzvahs. So what does this mean? So the Rabban says as follows. Avol eved shesho etzloi kama yomim. The person had an eved. The noyig olav mitzvahs hanehages be'evid. A person had an evid, he was matvel him b'kolche, according to Rashi, and he's chay be'mitzvahs. And there was a mount of time that passed by, and he's noyig be'mitzvahs. Ein tzorech lekabel. So now when you want to be meshacher him, you don't have to be mekabel mitzvahs. You don't have to be mekabel be'yeh. Elo mikivin. Shehulgal v'noag atzmoi bedas moishe lemaise, he was noig mitzvahs, he was doing mitzvahs bein midatoi bein sheloi midatoi, but lemaise this eved already he was with this yiddisha adoim and he was doing mitzvahs, he wanted to, he didn't want to, he was doing mitzvahs Yisraelu. So the asiyas ha-mitzvahs gives him adin Yisrael, v'chayev b'mitzvahs, so you don't need a new kabbalah b'shas keiris. A very interesting svara. That means, if this is all happening in a 2 hour span, you took a yefas toyeh, you tevelt al l'shem shivches, now you want to tevelt al l'shem keiris, and there was no zman of regilus and niyug mitzvahs, so then he can't become a yid overnight. You need a kabbalah to become a yid. Masha enkein, if there was a zman, there was a span of time that the eved was doing mitzvahs if he wanted to, if he didn't want to. But al kaponim, it seems these mitzvahs have an ashpa on him. Yisraelu. V'chayiv b'mitzvahs. It seems the etzim, just like there's a klal of eidosan mechan chosam, there's such a klal, shekidishonu b'mitzvahs, of the mitzvahs alone, are mashpia on him that he becomes a Yisrael. So b'meil, if he became a Yisrael through the asiyas ha-mitzvahs, so now, by the g'mageris, then you don't need already his rotzim. That's Rav Poppe. Avol eved shaykh be mitzvah soch and I'm in the full of Rabbanon moides. And I'll prove it to you. The Sanya. We learned as follows. Echod ger. If a person is a ger. Ve echod leikeyach eved min ha'eved kechadim. A person purchases an eved from an eved kechadim. And L'chayr Pshat is, he's purchasing an Eved from a Goy, and his intent is to be Meshachim right away. So he's going to make two Tvilas. Tzorich L'kabel. So this Eved, in order that the second Tvila should make him a Yid, need a Kabbalah. Because he wasn't Rogel B'mitzvahs. That's Aleikeyach Eved Min Ha'Eved Kechavah. But if a Yid purchased an Eved Knani from a Yid, so it comes out when he was by the first Yid, he was already Rogel B'mitzvahs, and now another Yid wants to purchase some Kedei L'Shacharoi, then you don't need a Kabbalah. So it says in this Baraisa that there's a difference if you purchase an Eved from a Goy, then you need a Kabbalah for Shichel. If you purchase an Eved from a Yid, you don't need a Kabbalah by the Tvila Shichel. Money. Irab Shimon ben Elazar, ha'omar leikeich m'nei v'kechavim, nami nitzorich lekabel. According to Rab Shimon ben Elazar, there's no such din of niyug b'mitzvahs. Rab Shimon ben Elazar said by a fast toya, you can make everything 1, 2, 3, you toivu l'shem, shivchus toivu l'shem. Shichon finished. So this can be going according to Rab Shimon ben Elazar. Elalav Rabbonon, Mishma Minod, Lekech Mnevet Kechovim, Tzorech Lekabel, Avo Lekech Mislon, Tzorech Lekabel. So now we see that Afilu according to Rabbonon, is not a Yesod, that the second Tvila needs Das. Because the second tefillah, since there was a need b'mitzvahs etzloi, the second tefillah doesn't need das. So now we have a problem. The lakasha, so b'zoi we have a kasha, the baraisa said, echad ger, the echad eved meshuchel. We said that both of them need das. Now you're telling me an eved meshuchel does not need das. As tam eved meshuchel, that means he was an eved knani by a yid. And the lady wants to be Meshacherim. So the Braises says that we learn that you need das Meshach Shicha. And here it seems you don't need das. It says an Eved Yisrael doesn't need das. So the Gemara answers, Kisan Yahi Le'inyan Tvila. So you're learning wrong pshat. That what it says, that we're Makish, an Eved Meshucha to a Geir, not Legabi the Inyan of Das in Rotzen, no, legabi tvila, just like a ger needs tvila to become a yid, so an eved meshucha also needs tvila to become a yid. Let us see Rashi. Linyan tvila tanya, sheshneim shovim betvila, shetzrichim litvok shebon lechlal Yisrael gomo. Avelinyan kabola lo yhushvu. The Eved ain't tzorich lekabel b'shas tefila shichu, and it's bal kolchoi, and the gear does need to be mekabel. Let us see Tosfos. El Eved ish ato mo bal kolchoi. Perish bekuntres b'loshin sheini. The second loshin Rashi said pshat. The Eved ish means. You have an Eved, and the Eved Shehuish. Afogav Shu Godu, Ubendas, Umauta Oisoi Bal Koch. Let's see Toysvis. Elo Eved Ish Ato Mol Bal Kochi. Perish Pekuntres Beloshen Shein, the Eved Ish. Afogav Shu Od Godel Ubendas, even though the Eved is a Godu. Umalta oisoi balkochoi, viata mo ben ish balkochoi. What does that mean? Geir habol is gaya, ein leikoyach lomel benoi godel balkochoi. Gabi bonim si himeloi kol zocho, like si buhu kol ish kemoi gabi ebet. That's how the Rashi says pshat, but that's the chilik. That an Eved you could be Mal, even though he's an Ish, and a Ger can only be Mal as children if they're Zocher, but not an Ish. בדבר תימה פירש, דקרא דהים אלוהי כל זכר, מוטמינן למילס סחורוב שמעקפוסי מלאכו בפסח. This is speaking about a ger, 100%, but it's speaking about a ger that if his schorim, his children, are not gemalit, so that's ma'akifim from the Korban Pesach. V'zeloi shayech elo bibonim shenildu b'kdusha. This is only applicable by his children that were noled b'kdusha. Avol milis bonov shaloi noledu b'kdusha. But the children, the Goyish children, are not meyuchastim, b'chlal. So memeila the zikha not ma'akev. So you can't make this drosha. Rashi is a whole cheshbin. The pasuk says, yimoy loy kol zocho. So Rashi says zocho v'loyish. That's not true. The Goyish children, b'chlal not ma'akev. Achilas ha-pesach, not meyuchas achot. And the children that were noled b'kdusha, so there's no chilek if they're an ish, they're not an ish. You don't need any kabbalah skeiros over here. They're yidden. They were noled b'kdusha. Number one. V'nire, number two, the loitzorich kol midrash minei v'yato mol ben ish bal kochay. Chla, you don't need a posik to darshan that you cannot make a ger bal kochay. The mele yedinish lay geru bal kochay. This one can understand by himself. How could one make a ger bal kochay? V'oidim yifas toya shaminen. From the yifas toya you can figure out the ein molin ger bal kochay. The yifas toya ein matbilu noise bal kochay. Yitzrachmon lahamtin lo shloishim yoy. V'bekiblo lein soch lahamtin. So, Mamele, if a poshita rai, that a gear you can be Mamegai bal kochay, because by your fast toya, it's other ain't for the maid. Either if she's masking to the gears, then you can do it right away. If she's not masking, then there's a seid of shloishim yoim. So you see there's no inyan of gears bal kochay. Play knocked el of rushe imulse the Rab Shimon ben Elozer. The Kama, Rab Shimon Elozer said, the mitchil koifun l'shem shifres. V'loy l'shem geiris. So they said that the Rav Shimon Elozer says the mitchil koyv l'shem shivchos v'loy l'shem geiris. But not that there's a drosha over here. That there's a drosha of benish. That's what he holds. So the Gemara says that because it says benish. Atamol bar kochav, yatamol ben ish bar kochav, but that's not a drosh on that. The ikir is that there's a drosh that an eved ish can be bar kochav. Inam ishim denok lo bemilse da rabbonon, kshem, shiatamol ben ish, noket berabbi shimon ben alozo, lashmin, afa bi shiatamol ben ish bar kochav, eved atamol bar kochav. But it's not a drosh. So this is saying, in other words, that Yikadarshan ben Eved Ish means an Eved Shuisha could be Mal. So that's why he came Mal Bakoche. But this later Indian of Loi Ben Ish, there's no Droshin, there's no Posik, and it's Svar Abshut. Taim, Abshimin Aloza Kama Lekamon. The ein marshin oisoy beretz Yisrael mit nehebse taris eved shene reitzel lomu. That an eved does not want to be mal himself, so you don't keep him. U marshma de zokek lomoichoy. Vama yimolenu bal kochoy. L'choyre, akoyin tam shimin olozo, what's the problem? Yimolenu bal kochoy. V'chein koshed rabbi Yeshua ben Levi isle bashelayach. Nisya'ashti miploini avdi oisi eved ein lo itakone elo b'shtar. Rab Yeshua ben Levi holds, not like Shmuel. Shmuel says that the minute the choshem mishpatik bailus goes off, so he's ois eved. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, Nisya'ashti miploini abdi oisebet elei takonel b'shtar. That means only the Kinyan Mama went up, but there's still a Kinyan Issa, and he still is a Teiris Abeknani. Alme lesle yehidish mulde b'samach. So we see Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi does not hold like Shmuel. Vimkei, if he doesn't hold like Shmuel, Dorish Eved Isha Tamol Bal Kochach. So Kochach he darshins like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Because he doesn't hold a Shmuel Dosh. Alakam and Koma, later Rabbi Shimon ben Levi says, Alakeach Eved min Oived Kochav Lerotza Lomel. He doesn't want to be mal himself. Medal Gulimi Ad Yud Beis Chodesh. So he holds him for 12 months. And then he gets rid of him. So if Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi holds like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Zviyim al Oisei Bal Kochei, so why can he be Malam Bal Kochei? The Chayne ben Gerayi from this Taisvis, that Taisvis is Chilek on Rashi. That means Rashi learned Pshat, we mentioned that the Ramban says Pshat and Rashi, the Rosh is Pshat and Rashi, that the whole machloikis between Rab Shimon ben Elazar and the Chachamim is only if the second Tvila can be Bal Kolchay or not, but the first Tvila and the first Mila Zichah is Bal Kolchay. From this thesis, it would seem the machloikis is in the first Mila and Tvila also. Because Taisus Esta Kasha, according to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, since he holds like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, so why does he say, if you purchase an Eben and he doesn't want to be Mal himself, you be Megalgul, you'd base Chaydish, Yimalay say Bal Kochay. Why states that's only according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, this is the Din Yimalay say Bal Kochay. If he wouldn't hold like Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, I don't have any Kasha. According to Rashi, according to everyone, is that this is Akashi Mulai Sebal Kochus. We see Taisus not learn like Rashi. Abu Bekitzel, Taisus says Akashi from two Gemaras, that if Lamaisa is a din, according to Rav Shimon Elazar and Yeshua ben Levi, that you can be Mal Bal Kochay, so what is Pshat in these two Gemaras? By Merid, the Takonos Chachomim im Shloyach Shal Esrabi Be'isa Ve'heta, Kimin Dein Mekabel Olav El Mitzvah. Since he's not Mekabel El Mitzvah, so it's not an Eitzah to keep him. Void ein toiv lechai voi be mitzvahs me'achel de ein chofetz lechaim. It's not practical. So me'mele, so even though me'iker adin, one can be mal bal kochay, but it's not a practical thing to do. Shmuel said, "Amatkir avda yotza lecheiris ve'ein tzorich get shicha." That Shmuel darshened eved ish misha reshus rabbi olov. There's a shame eved. Ein reshus rabbi olov does never shame eved. Therefore, ve'ein tzorich get shicha. Tema. So why is it necessary to write a shtar shicha for an eved knani? Yafkirenu. Let him be mafke. V'leimle ba'ape be'trei zil. I mean, Taisus means to say, if the problem is you need a shtar to be mevarer that he's a eved, so you don't need a shtar for that. Let him be mafke him in front of two people, and they'll be meyed that he was mafke him. And this kasha, the Gemara asks a similar kasha. Doch he died per kama the kedushin. Gabi eved ivri, the Gemara says lomali shtar. Why do you need a shtar shicha for an eved ivri? Leimelei ba'ape beit rei zil. And there the Gemara meant without hefke. The Gemara meant let him samazi be moichel. The Shibud Maisa Yoda. And Eved Ivri, the Gemara held, is only a Shibud Baalme. So be Michael the Shibud, he's Ais Eved Ivri. But Mishani Eved Ivri Gufay Koni. So Mechil is not good. Abba Al Koponim, fine. But you see the Gemara asked a similar kasha. If Mechil is good, so why do you need a Shtar Shicha? So Taisi says, I'm going to ask the same kasha according to Shmuel. If Hefker is good, by Nebuchadnezzar, why do you need a shtar shicha? So Taisvis said, you didn't understand Shat the Gemara's kash in Kedushin. למה להשתורי דעיסי לושן עצמי הכוסף בשטר, הרי את בן חיירן, הרי את לעצמכם. יוים אלוהי בלפה. That means this שטר, this לושן is a לושן of מחילה. הרי את בן חיירן, הרי את לעצמכם, means you don't have to work for me anymore. So in other words, this is a לושן מחילה on the שיבד מייסי יודה. So the Gemara says, why do you have to write such a nusach? Let him say such a nusach bifnei trei. The salke daitach den tzorch ele mechila michayiv she'olov. So memele, so let him say, why do you have to write it? The umasi, so the Gemara says, no. Writing such a nusach works with alamdus of eshtar shicho and lemaise, it's mafkiya de kinyan aguf. But some as they saying such a lotion, it will not help. Umasik de gufoi komi, ve'ein ha lotion ha'kosu v'shtar mo'il balpe. Abol hefke shemisalik rishusoi, but hefke that he's misalik his bailis, that's mo'il afil balpe lishmul, and there's no kasha, why do you need a shtar? The nusach ha'shtar is a different nusach. We want to be mafke, me'ein ha'chanami, let him be mafke. If according to Shmuel, Hefker is a Yitzi of Avdis, so why didn't say Gabi Kinyonim Shalevet Bepere Kamadik Dushin Bekainis Atzmai? Let's say he's Kainis Atzmai Behefker. Vishlam Lechoshev Ale Kinyonim Shemakna Harav Leevet Atzmai. The Mishnah speaking about the Kinyonim that the Rav is Makna the Evet to himself. The kinyonim that the Eved is kinyon himself from the Yodin. Kesef, shtah. Vaydish laim with the milsa de isa b'chol mili leiktoni kedekoma hosmolini chalipin. Vatani da milsa da isa b'metaltal leiktoni. It does not say that you kinyon Eved with chalipin because that's an isa b'metaltlum. So hefker is not necessary to say, because hefker is isa b'metaltlum. Zakti Gemara weiter. Tonu Rabonu. It says in the parsha of Yefas Toya, V'gilcha es roishoh, v'ososo siponel. Rabbi Leza Oima, what is the translation, v'ososo es siponel? Rabbi Leza Oima tokaitz. It means she should cut her nails, trim her nails. Rabbi Kiva Oima tagdil. She should let her nails grow. Amr Rabbi Leza nemra asiya baroish v'nemra asiya b'tziponai. It says in the posik, what has to be done with her head? What has to be done with the nails? Zma loho lo navora. So just like by the roish, the asiya is an asiya of Aglachas, you cut off to him. So Avkan, Avoret, nu matzosim in amafayrish. He says, the asiyah of the Tziponayim is similar to the asiyah of the Saharosh. Just like there, you get rid of the hair. So here, you get rid of the nails. Rabbi Kiva oima nema asiyah beroish, v'nema asiyah betziponayim. Mala halon nivul, just like the asiya baroish creates that she's amenubelis, it's gilchas roisha avkan nivul. So here also the asiya is nivul. So now, if you'll say that asiya means that she trims her nails, so that's not a nivul. So kolchoch v'vosu siponem means that she lets her nails grow, and that is a nivul. So that's the makor of Rabbi Kiva. The raya ledivrei Rabbi Eliezer. Now, being a raya from a posik to Rabbi Eliezer, what's the posik? Umefiboishes ben Shol yorad likras hamelech. Fiboishes ben Shol, when David HaMelech ran away from Avshalom, so the Eved of Mephibosheth joined forces with David, and Mephibosheth did not come along with his Eved. Now there's a shayla why, if the Eved fooled him, or Itake was, or Mephibosheth wanted to be together with Avshalom, that was a machloikis between Mephibosheth and his Eved. But al kaponim, when David HaMelech came back, Mephibosheth ben Shaul yorad likras HaMelech, Lay also raglov, lay also sfomoy. He did not trim the nails of his feet. He did not trim his mustache. Is mayasiya havor. So from that posik we have a raya to Rabbi Lezo. That also raglov means ktsitsas tzipone raglov. And so also means is havoresa. So we see that eloshen asiya means a tikkun of havor. Let us see Rashi. Tokoit atziponaim koi. That's what Rabbi Lezer holds. Va'af al gav delav nivu. So what's the inyan she should trim her nails? What will you accomplish with this? Tzir sakosafi. That's the pasuk says. Asiya b'roish kloima nemar shom tikkun mitzvah b'roish tchsiv v'gilcha loy also raglov loy kotzatz tzipone raglov loy also sfomoy loy gilach sar sfomoy alma asiya kori lahavore.